I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Today we're talking about blue crabs. Kevin, I think a lot of people think about blue crabs in connection with places south of us.
That's right. Blue crabs are famous in the Chesapeake Bay, Maryland area, but they also are found up here on Cape Cod. And as far as crabs go, they're a good-looking crab. They get the name blue crab for their beautiful blue claws. When you go hunting for them, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for those blue claws in the water, and that's when you get excited.
So this is a fun activity to go for blue crabs, but let's quickly touch on the rules. Do you need a permit?
You don't need a permit in Massachusetts. As long as you're just hand lining or dip netting for them, which is really the fun way to go catch them and fun to do with a family. The minimum size is 5 inches across the shell from spine to spine, and you're allowed 25 crabs per day. The only other rule is that you can't keep any of the egg-bearing females. There's also sort of an unwritten rule that you should throw back the females, and that's both for the population and also because the males, which are also called jimmies, they tend to have more meat, so they're more worth your time. And to tell the difference between the males and the females, you flip them over and look at the abdomen, and the males have a narrow apron, and the females have a wide apron.
Are they evenly distributed around the Cape, more on the south side, would you say?
Well, it seems like Cape Cod is just about their northernmost limit, so it's mostly the south side of the Cape in the estuaries and, of course, on the islands, and then also in Buzzards Bay on both sides you find a lot of blue crabs.
So let's get to catching them, which is the first half of the fun. What's your approach?
Well, as I mentioned, if you're hand lining or dip netting, you don't need a permit, and those are the two best ways to go after them. Hand lining, you're putting bait on a string. A lot of people like to use raw chicken, maybe a chicken neck or a chicken leg. Tie it on a string. Now, you don't have a hook like fishing, and what you're doing is tossing that in the water and waiting for a crab to come and grab onto it. And then when it does, they're very tenacious, so you can just slowly pull the bait toward you. They'll stay holding on to the bait, and then before they drop it and let go, you sweep a little dip net under them and pull them out of the water.
So you're talking about standing on a dock?
That's right. So it's usually on a platform like a dock or a wharf or on a jetty, tossing in the bait, and then when you feel them start tapping away at the bait, start pulling it in and get the net underneath them before they get away.
And also you can go dip netting for them.
Right. Dip netting is similar to hand lining, but you're doing it without bait. So that's usually wading, either in, you know, a pair of waders, or if the water's still warm, you can go out in a bathing suit and walking areas where you're likely to find blue crabs, which would be estuaries, harbors, shallow beaches and inlets. And you're walking through and kind of scanning and looking and trying to see the blue crabs before they see you because they're very fast swimmers. And when you see one, you take your dip net and try and quickly scoop it up. It's actually a little easier to do at night, which is what I did earlier this week. If you go out at night, they're a little less spooky, and if you shine a spotlight on them, they'll freeze for a moment, and it's a little easier, but it's still tough to get that net on them.
And it can be a bit of a challenge getting them out of the net.
Yeah, it can be a lot of fun, a lot of laughs if you go out with a few friends and try to do this. The blue crabs are very fast, so you miss a lot. And getting them out of the net's also fun. They can get their legs tangled, and they're surprisingly nasty. They've got strong claws, and they pinch, and they will go for you. Once they're cornered in a net or in your bucket, if you try and reach in and grab one, they'll definitely take a swipe at you.
So let's quickly talk about the second half of the fun, which is, of course, eating them. Recommendations?
Right. Blue crabs are delicious. The most important thing is that you have to cook them right away. We want to cook them while they're still alive. Rinse them off in cold water to clean them. Use tongs to put them into boiling water. And you cook them pretty much like lobster. You can either boil them in water or steam them just above boiling water. Some folks like to use water. Some like to add a mix of beer. And then, of course, down south, you have to put in a lot of Old Bay spice.
All right. You've got me hungry. For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.